Joined here by the head coach of the Trenton boys wrestling program in Charlie Bacon. Unfortunately, and we figure this might happen with the sport of wrestling a time or two in the season. Might have happened, I wouldn't say at a good time because you didn't want it at all, but a little bit of a COVID issue with the Bulldogs. So they're trying to get guys back in shape and off of Christmas and holiday break and getting them off of quarantine. And that's a full-time job in itself, Coach.
It is. Yeah, it is. We it hit us over Christmas break, and we definitely, even though we didn't have anything scheduled over break, but we missed out on a lot of practice, and now we're just trying to kind of get kids back to where they need to be gradually, and this is, as you know, the busiest time of our season is starting in January.
Yeah, I know this discussion's been had, but wrestling's a little bit of a different sport than basketball. There's just more skin-to-skin contact. Are they able to kind of trace it back to just the fact that it kind of spread because of the type of sport wrestling is in the wrestling room, or did it not get that far seeing what happened?
We didn't really get into the starting source or anything like that, but we, you know, definitely had to do a lot of contact tracing because of it, because of the nature of the sport, and you definitely can't wrestle anyone six feet away from them, so that plays a factor.
Now, I have heard a different, if you're in the same family and you're quarantined, it's 2 weeks, otherwise it's 10 days. What are the guys who are out or have been out, what have they been looking at, Coach, at 10 days, 14 days, 21?
Yeah, so we've been looking mainly at the 10-day, and so we've got most of our, you know, this kind of hit before break or right in the beginning of break, and we are, I think we've got about every kid back, minus a couple. Now, Misha has a different protocol. So once the kid gets out of quarantine and say they tested positive, they have a 7-day return to full activity program that they have to go through before they can compete in any live competition. So that definitely kind of throws another wrench in, and they kind of treat it like concussion protocol and make sure, you know, you don't have a headache or shortness of breath or anything like that, and then they can resume competition after that 7 days.
Let's go back into the month of December, Coach. I know that our last interview before Christmas, we talked about going down to a Lee Summit in the Guardians Classic, and I remember some of the details from how you did, but not everything. How did the Bulldogs do down at the Guardians Classic on the 19th?
Well, we did really well. It was fun to actually, it felt a little more like a normal season. We finally had most of the boys wrestling and in a tournament atmosphere too, so that was just really nice to get them all some matches that they desperately need. You know, it gets old practicing and not being able to compete, but yeah, we came away with 4 finalists, and Caden Owen and Hunter McAtee were our 2 champions, and they just had outstanding days. They looked really good in every position, and I would say had as close to a flawless day as you could possibly have. And Caleb Johnson and Sam Gibson were our other 2 finalists. They placed 2nd and also got a lot of good mat experience and looked good throughout the day. So it was a good day for us.
The Trenton Triangular then on the 21st, Albany and Palmyra, I think that one was held, was it not?
Yes, yeah, we did. And we split, we went 1-1. Palmyra was super close, lost by a couple of points, and it just boiled down to a couple of matches that we needed to have and didn't quite pull those through, and then we wrestled Albany, got some good matches there too, and pulled out the victory there.
Are you kind of, you know, whenever you get COVID going through, you kind of say, okay, where can we realistically, and you kind of mentioned this earlier, get back to full strength as a team? You get back to full strength, and then you need to get back to full strength as far as getting back into wrestling shape. But do you kind of look at it at this point, Coach, and say, let's kind of do a reset, and by January the 15th to the 20th, and that five-day stretch where it gets really busy, let's see how close to full strength that we are. Is that kind of where you are right now as a coaching staff?
Yeah, that's kind of what you have to do because, you know, usually over Christmas break, we gain a lot of good practices, and we, by that point in time, we're in good shape, and we've kind of developed some habits that we implement out on in a live scenario. So we kind of have this year had to set the reset button and just assume that by about January 15th, we should be about full strength, and that'll be just in time for the Chillicothe tournament that following Saturday. So I'm if it was going to happen, I'm glad it did happen when it did, because by the time the bulk of the season hits us, we're going to be should be full strength.
I know, as far as, you know, being a wrestling traditionalist, you love the tradition of getting to state and going to wrestle at Mizzou Arena, before that the Hearn Center, but, you know, things are different with COVID, so there's a lot of things that have changed in wrestling for this year. One of them is that the state championship is going to be held, a really nice arena, but a small arena down in Independence. But I'm trying to remember the specific here, Coach. There are I think there are going to be more tournaments that boys are going to have to get through to get down to state this year.
Yeah, so we start all the way, I believe it's the February 13th, we have the district tournament, and that's in Marceline this year. And top four are going to go on to a sectionals tournament, and they're going to hold that at Mid-Buchanan. And another thing that's kind of different about that is there's a two-week gap. So districts is on the 13th, and sectionals is going to be on the 27th. So we have 2 weeks to kind of go back into the wrestling room, which is kind of a long break between those two. So then at sectionals, your top three will move on, and that puts you on a 12-man bracket at the state tournament, which is March 10th.
So as far as what you have this week, tomorrow night, you were to go to Maysville, Carrollton, Trenton, Maysville. That's off. Those are difficult to make up because you're talking about three teams and not two, trying to find a common date between the three. But it sounds like that the effort is going to be there to try to make that up at some point.
Yeah, in fact, I think we've got a date maybe nailed down from at least Maysville. We may not be able to get Carrollton in, but it looks like the 21st of January we'll get Maysville rescheduled. And, you know, we were supposed to go tonight to Higginsville. Well, that one has been rescheduled for February 2nd. And so a couple of changes there right offhand that I know of.
If Carrollton can make it, great. But there's so much importance because there's not a Grand River Conference tournament this year that you would like to wrestle Maysville, because that's going to be used to decide who wins conference championships in 2021.
Right, yeah. Those are, of the two teams, that was the one that we definitely needed to get rescheduled. And so John Cowling did a great job of kind of shuffling things around and figuring out where there was going to be an opening.
Cameron tournament, I just go off the fact that Cameron is a big time wrestling school with a really good program. So if they host a tournament as they do Saturday, and you're going to bring a handful of your guys down there, that's going to be a quality event.
Oh yeah, it is. I was excited to get into this tournament because it's new for us. And you look at the teams, I mean, Cameron themselves are a powerhouse, and they have been for a long time, but we're going to see Chillicothe and Clinton, and we're going to see teams like Mexico and Odessa. So some bigger schools that our kids might not be as familiar with, some of their kids. So I think we're going to go down and get several really good matches, which is what we want this time of the year.
Absolutely. Well, does it start 9:30 in the morning Saturday, or a little bit later than that?
Yeah, it starts at 9 o'clock, and they're doing, I'm assuming they are live streaming, although I haven't gotten they're not allowing any spectators in just because of the size of the tournament, I guess.
Right.
But I don't have a link for that just yet.
Is it, I've been to the high school gym many times. I think there's a second gym there. Are they just using the one, or are they using a couple?
I think they're splitting the mats, so they're going to have four mats, and they're going to put two in each gym.
Gotcha. That'll be fun. Cameron tournament on Saturday. Coming up next Thursday, Polo Trenton Marceline on the 14th. Is that here?
That is, I believe, in Polo
at
this
Polo.
Year.
Okay. Polo Trenton Marceline on the 14th, and then the Chillicothe tournament coming up next weekend, 15th and 16th. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck in getting those guys healthy and off of quarantine, and good luck with that trip to Cameron on Saturday.
Well, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.